Thank you very much, Carlene. Hey, Austin, how you doing today, brother?
Hey, pretty good, man. I don't know if she told you, but like I was telling her, I think y'all was the one that set up my website and stuff and all my little things for me back about 4 or 5 years ago, but I ended up getting incarcerated, and I did 3.5 years. I just got out in August, and I'm trying to get it all back going. I don't remember my passwords or nothing like that to my Google website or nothing like that. So,
okay, let me double check here. The company name's still the same. What's the company name exactly?
Yeah, it's MRB Asphalt Paving. It's out of Homer, Indiana. It's still on the website, still on and everything, and you know, on Google.
MRB Asphalt Painting. Okay.
No, Asphalt Paving.
Oh, paving. Okay.
Yeah, paving.
Asphalt Paving. MRB Asphalt Paving. And
yeah, what's it might just be MRB 46146. It might just be MRB Asphalt on Google. I ain't for sure. But I looked it up the other day. It's still on there.
All right, let's do a little bit of search here, brother. Stand by. Hey man,
yeah.
welcome back, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it. Gratitude.
Yeah, man. I guess now it's about staying out of that place. Huh? I'm sure you're glad to be out of there.
Yeah, definitely am. Ready to get my life back on track and trying to get everything, you know, where I can run my business and not have to worry about nothing.
You know, I personally never been incarcerated, but one of my oldest brothers was locked up north in Delano, California for 8 years. But he was a knucklehead, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Out, you know. And,
It happens. You know, it happens.
Okay. All right. I think I just found you here. Okay. MRB, Asphalt Paving, okay, Homer, Indiana. All right. You had an old phone number back in the days, right? The 765-316. Okay. So we would be able to work on this. The website that you had attached to this is no longer there, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so we would build a new one for you. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
You know, I know that we work with you, like you said, in the past, and obviously that's why one of your buddies recommended you as well. I mean, our job is to obviously keep you busy and get work going. Especially now we're heading into the summer. You know, as you know, these things are about to plummet, you know, as far as customer base. All right.
Yeah.
Bear with me here 1 second. Now let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Do you still have any pictures of the work that you did in the past or any pictures that you...
I'm pretty sure I got some pictures. And there's some pictures on that thing, too. I don't know if you want to...
Yeah, I can see them. Mm-hmm. I see a few of them.
Yeah, and I got a few, and then I'll take some today when I get finished up today, too. I'll take some pictures.
Oh, nice. Yeah, make sure you do that. Because, I'm looking at the ones that you have. They look... I gotta tell you, man, some of these driveways that you're doing look very decent, man.
I try to do the best I can do. I've been doing it my whole life. I always went out and went door to door to get jobs, but now the internet and everything's so advanced, it's, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't
want
to do it. I don't want to do it no more. That's why I went to prison.
Gotcha, man. Yeah, the door to door thing is, you know, the thing of the past, man. You know, it doesn't really exist much.
And it seems like, if I'm not mistaken, back when I first started using you guys, I didn't know that you could do leads and stuff like the leads and like the advertising stuff really wasn't big yet. And I didn't know how to do all that. I don't think I ever had y'all actually run ads for me, but I want to get the website where it's working, and I want to get ads ran, like where, you know, people can see it and stuff like that, you know, push it out there or whatever. Do y'all do that?
Yeah, we do that, absolutely. You know, what I would recommend right now, you know, because you're getting back started, is that we get you in the local map section for now. You know, where we would, put you on Google's first page. We would build the website, and then we put you under all the keywords. So this way, anytime anybody goes on Google and they type anything that has to do with what you're doing, right, whether it's paving, asphalt paving, whatever service that you offer, you will pop up as one of the top recommended companies, not only in Homer, but the surrounding cities, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then this way, this way you're not paying per click. You know, it doesn't matter how many calls you get, how many leads you get, you pay one flat rate monthly. You know?
Yeah. But I also want to push it too, though. You know what I mean? I want to, you know, see, that's what I did last time and, mm-hmm. I only got a couple calls. I want to push it. You know, I want to be able to get, you know, like the ads where they pop up and stuff. You know, I don't know what that's called, but I want to push
the local ad section. Okay. We can do that. We can get the application going for that. It's, to get the application going for the ads, because you got to get Google verified for the ads, obviously. I'm sure you know that. Google has to approve of that. So, I mean, as long as everything checks out, here, let me just make sure. Let me make sure that, you know, because everything's under your name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Should have been. Give me 1 second. Okay, you're right. Okay. Logo. Yeah, and then we can run ads on social media as well. That has been proven to been working really good right now on Austin.
That's what I want to do. That's what I'm trying to do anyways, you know what I mean?
All right, hold on. All right, bear with me 1 second. Mm-hmm. How's your day going so far?
All right. Not too shabby, I can't explain.
That's what matters. All right, here, let me get started on some things here. All right, and Austin, what's your last name, brother?
Boswell.
You mind spelling that?
B-O-S-W-E-L-L.
Oh, just as it sounds, Boswell. Okay, perfect. Righty. Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to get you started on our what we call the local map service so people can find you in Homer and surrounding cities. We'll do up to 50 miles depending on what you want, and then we would run the ads on social media as well, okay?
Okay.
Now, what's your email address, brother?
My email address is Austin Boswell.
Austin...
Boswell,
okay.
195@yahoo.com. But I got a work one too if I need to use that one.
No, we can use, we're not going to list it on Google. It's just to, send you confirmations of things. So no worries.
Okay.
Yeah. Alrighty. Bear with me here 1 second. If you don't mind me asking, man, did time fly by, or would you say that time just seemed like forever in there, man?
The first 6 to 8 months suck, but once you get in there and you get doing time, man, I hate to say this, but you become, you know, a part of it, and you become that, I ain't saying I'm different than anybody, but you become an inmate, and you become a part of the jail, and you become a part of it, and you just start doing your time. And some days was rough and hard, but then there was other days that flew by, you know?
Damn, man. Sorry to hear that, brother. You know,
it happens. I shouldn't have been doing what I was doing.
Hey, well, at least, at least you owned up to, whatever got you there, man. So, I mean, that's already a start, brother. So, again, don't know and don't want to know the reason, but, all you can do is learn from it, man.
Facts. That's the plan. That's the motto.
And then what address do you have the business registered out of? Is it your house? We're not going to list this on Google either. It's just for our record.
Well, that address that I listed on the last one is actually where I live at, but I got a little spot where I park my equipment and stuff too.
Okay, this is just in case we have to send correspondence in the mail, so if you want to use a different address, that's fine too as well.
No, just use that one.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
7441.
7441.
West State Road.
West Day, D-A-Y?
No, West State, S-T-A-T-E.
Oh, state, like state. A state. West State Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
44.
44. Okay, and I have a zip code. Yeah, 46146.
Yep, that's it.
Alrighty, bear with me here 1 second. Okay. Alright, bear with me. Alright, and then here's some important questions, Austin, that get pretty important.
Yeah.
The 765-389-7409, is that the number I'm updating?
Yeah.
On Google?
Yeah, that's the number.
Okay.
Yes, because that's my cell phone, so it rings straight to me.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Is it going to be ringing straight to you? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the other questions, because there's quite a bit of updating that we have to do because of this profile being quite old.
Mm-hmm.
What days and what times that you wanted to show on Google that you're open and available to take calls from customers?
Well, Monday through Friday and Saturday I am, but like Saturday I'm only normally doing something from about 9 to 3, something like that. You know, I only work about a half a day Saturday.
Okay.
And Sunday I don't normally do nothing.
All right, give me a second. Perfect. And then the website that we're going to build looks very, very legitimate. I'm going to send you a text message so you can take a look at it.
Okay.
At least you have an idea what it's going to look like. And like I said, make sure you're taking those pictures, brother. That definitely would help.
Okay. Yeah, well, I got some on my phone, but I'll take some other ones too.
Some new ones. Okay, perfect. All right, so Monday through Friday, what time did you want me to list you on Google, Austin? What's a good timing?
Well, I normally get up and roll on about 7 o'clock.
Okay. So let's do 7 a.m. to what, 5, 6 p.m.? Now during summer, my opinion, brother, only because it's summer, I would go, it depends how much work you're trying to get, right? I mean, I would go 7 to 7 in my opinion, but if you want to do 5, it's up to you.
Yes, it's 7 to 7.
Okay. And then how about Saturday? Because I know Sunday you're not working, but Saturday you can work.
Saturday I normally run estimates. You know, if I got them, I just put that on there to kind of, you know, I don't normally just run estimates Saturday, but if I got a job to do, I'll do it. You know, if I have to. But
right. Can you take phone calls maybe like 7 to 12?
Yes, that's fine. Whatever sounds better or looks better.
I'm trying to help out on my end, whatever makes you look more professional, brother.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's what I'm saying. If you think that, I think that sounds better anyways, 7 to 12. Okay.
And I'm assuming that right now you do not have a Facebook page, right? You don't have one for the business? Or do you?
Nah, I mean, I got one that says it's not, I don't know if it's live. You know, I've made one on my Facebook, but I don't think it's live, if that makes sense.
All right. Hold on, let me check. I'll check for you. Okay, 1 second. Let's see here. Four, six, one, four, six, Facebook. If you did have one, do you remember the password for it, or you wouldn't?
Well, the one that's on my new Facebook, I would, because I just have to, I could change all of it. You know, I don't know.
Right. Okay.
On my new one.
All right,
I had an old one,
one,
but I don't remember.
You see
I had
one?
An old
it's...
one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to figure out which, if this is you here, bear with me. But this is not, let's see. Okay, this is just MR asphalt paving. That wouldn't be you, right?
No, it'd be MRB.
MRB, okay, yeah. Okay, hold on a second here. All right, I would suggest to build a new one, so I'll ask our IT guys to give you a hand in building a new one.
Okay.
Then the website, obviously, we would build a new one there for you. Okay, bear with me one second. Needs one, please. So you've been out for about a year now, brother?
No, I've been out since August of last year. Been out about 8 months.
8 months, man. Oof.
Yeah.
How was that first day, man, when you got out, that new, was it?
It was exciting, but I was really nervous. Really, really nervous. Like, I couldn't really ride into a vehicle. I'd get nervous and, couldn't eat enough for about a week or two. You know, if I had something on the real food, it made me sick while I was used to the prison food and stuff. And
that's
it was
crazy,
I couldn't go in big crowds or nothing for about a month or two.
You know what? When my brother first got out, man, sorry to change, you know, to talk about this, so I hope you don't mind. When he first got out, he had that thing where he just said that he was like, when people came behind him or stuff, he would like sort of freak out, or like he didn't want to be around big crowds, you know.
Yeah.
And
in prison, that's when bad things happen.
Yeah, you know. So I was like, man, you know, for a minute I was like, dude, I think you're overdoing it, right? Because I mean, I didn't know, you know. And now that
a lot of people don't realize it, you know, it definitely messes with your mental and which is, especially getting out and stuff. It's a weird adjustment. You know, that's why, like, a lot of the people that do 10 years, 20 years, they don't want to come home because they know they can't adapt to it. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of guys I was locked up with that did 10 or 15 years or was on a 30-year sentence and had, like, 3 or 4 years left, and he was actually scared to go home.
Jesus, man, that's...
That's all they knew, you know? That's all you know once you're in there for that long.
Wow, man. Hey, like I said, man, welcome... Welcome back to society, man. And, you know, I'll tell you this, Mark. I can tell you that, you know, we'll definitely, you know, Google would definitely help at least, you know, keep you busy, you know. So that's what matters, man.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. I do need to create a password for the account. Austin, this is in case we call you or you call us. We have to verify that we're speaking with you. In case you wanted to make a change on Google, you have 3 questions that we give you that you can choose from. It would be your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. You can choose one of those questions.
City I was born in.
Okay. What is that?
Indianapolis.
Okay. Perfect. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay, Indianapolis is going to be the password to the account. So if you ever call, need to make a change on Google, want to update a picture on the website, do anything with the ads, you have
but
to provide Indianapolis. Yes. Otherwise, they're going to think, you know, be like, oh, they won't give you any information because it's going to it's like a high security password on here, Indianapolis. Obviously, they'll ask you what city you're born in. I don't think you'll forget that. So you should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then you will get a call tomorrow, Austin, from our IT department. These are the guys, I'm sure you know what the IT guys are. They do all the back-end work, right? These are the guys that put you on Google, that do the website. They'll ask you for the pictures. They'll help with the ads through Facebook. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
About noon.
Noon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a question. We've been doing a lot of talking. What's something like this going to run me?
Oh. You're like, hey, let's get down to the...
Yeah.
To the real... it's actually quite affordable, brother. People think that it's Google and it's expensive. It's not. It's $299 a month. And there's no contract. It's month to month. You do get a deal if you do a 3-month service, cause there's no contract with us. If you do a 3-month service, they reduce the rate. It's like you're getting a month for free. It would run you $700 if you did 3 months consecutively, or you can just keep it on a month to month basis at $299. Whatever you prefer.
Right. Okay, that might be easier for now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to go on the long run, obviously. I mean, if you're able to swing the 700, I'll tell you very straightforward, Austin, it's definitely worth it. But it's obviously up to you, brother. Because it gives you more ads, and it also gives you, the 3 months. So you don't have to worry about paying the, advertisement, right? And I'll tell you this very straightforward as well. It's going to pay for itself. I mean, there's no question about that. You know,
well,
there's no question.
Normally, I would, I agree with you 100%, but, like I said, last time I used y'all, and it, like I said, this was 4 or 5 years ago, I only got one or two calls, and I used y'all for about 2 or 3 months before I got in trouble, and, I only got 2 or 3 calls. And,
sure exactly what that, you know, what transpired, but remember, we're now running you through social media. Running the ad.
I want to run it through social media now.
Yeah. So, like I said, I mean, it's, in my opinion, because it's going to cut down a little bit over $200 off the pricing. It's basically like you're getting an extra month of service included.
Yeah.
Than doing it tonight.
Well, hold on. Let's time out for a second. You got to pay attention to what people say. So you're not running ads through social media. You're only running the Google page, correct?
No. The under the $299 under both services, the ads are included, Austin.
Yeah. But can't you add ads onto that? Like for instance, say if I do the starter fee for the $299 and I want to boost my page, say $300, can't you do that or no?
Yeah. Absolutely. I see what you're saying. Like if at any time you wanted to add money to run more social media ads, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. And who do I talk to you with that or do I?
Yeah, you can talk to me. You can talk to anybody on the team. Anybody can do that for you at any time. But as of right now, I would say that you should be fine with what we're running. Once you see it being successful, you can always increase it, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to save you money, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know, so what I'll do is that we'll get you started then at the $299. Once you see that the ads on social media, if you want to run more, we can do that at any time. It doesn't have to be a particular time. You can always call, call us or you can call me directly and I can help you with that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. And then the pictures that you have, Austin, do you have those on your phone?
I'd have to look. When I stop, I'm still about 40 miles from the job site.
Oh, okay.
Once
I'll stop. Yeah. No, I was asking so I can put a note for the IT guys.
Yeah. I got some on my phone that I can use.
Okay. Perfect. Bear with me 1 second here. And then are you doing residential, commercial? What type of work are you doing, Austin?
Residential and commercial.
Both? Okay. Residential and commercial. And then the last question, what type of payment are you accepting from customers? Are you doing, like, checks, cash, sell, Apple Pay?
Checks, cash, credit cards. I got a Square system that I use.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Zelle, if you can Zelle, if they want to use Zelle, I guess you can put that on there.
Okay. 1 second. That sounds like you take pretty much everything. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
long as it has money.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, Austin, you do have access to Austin Boswell 195 at yahoo.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect, because that's where I'll send the confirmations there in 1 second. Okay, and then there's two ways that you can satisfy the monthly service price, Austin, of the $299. You can take care of it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal card. Which would
I'll use prefer? I'm gonna use a personal one. Okay. But you're gonna have to give me about an hour till I get to the job site. I'll have to put some money in the bank, and then you can run it.
Oh, okay. There's no money in it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move things and stuff. So if you can call me back in like an hour, well, let me see. Yeah, about an hour and 30 minutes. I have that taken care of.
Okay, hold on. Let me just put a note on here because I was getting ready to process. So let me just put it on hold.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, everything's all set up on my end. I got all the details. All we need to do is the client intake call, which will be done tomorrow at noon, and that's with the IT guys, and you know, then we can get the ball rolling. But as far as on our end, everything's ready to go. Obviously, the only thing that is on standby is the payment. So what I'll do then,
I'll have that taken care of today.
I'll call you in an hour and a half, like you said, and then we'll get that processed, and we'll get the ball rolling to get you up there on Google, brother. And, you know, like I said, you know, obviously we want to keep a long-term relationship with the company, you know, with MRB, Asphalt Paving. So, we know that we have to make sure that we keep you busy, brother. So I will give you a call in an hour and a half, and we'll take care of it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, Austin. Thank you so much, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.